I'm Margaret Carey. I'm both. It's such fun. I'm the original actress model for Walt Disney for Tinkerbell for the movie Peter Pan. And they used my acting and my movements and all the other things to capture her personality. And I travel for Tinkerbell and have a, and here I am at this wonderful radio station.
Well, it is an absolute honor to have you. And we're going to tell the story of how it all came about coming up. So don't go anywhere, folks. Stay tuned. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can follow us live on Facebook Live as we will be live streaming that video as well. The legendary Margaret Carey in studio with us today. Can't wait for the visits coming up next here on WAMW. Memories 107.9 WAMW 831 and 73 degrees with sunshine on a beautiful Monday morning, and a beautiful lady in the studio with us again, Margaret Carey, legendary film actress, television star, radio star. Margaret, is there anything you haven't done in your illustrious career?
No, not really. I just love it all. I love the thing that I like least to do are films. I like television. I like radio. I was on radio for 12 years and in the flagship KKLA Christian Talk Radio, and I just adore that. But I'm, you know, hey, you, Margaret, get over here. We have this to do for you, and we want you to do. And I said, okay. And you just do it.
Well, the thing I'm trying to figure out, the math is not adding up, because it says here you've been in the business for 85 years, but you're only, what, 62 years old, huh?
Oh, bless you. I like this man. No, I started when I was 4 years old in Argan Comedies, and I was, well, let's go back. I caused the Depression. I was born in 1929, and everything went right downhill from there. And it was the time of child actors. So my folks said, she's cute as can be, and I'll teach her how to dance, and we'll put her to work. And I've been to work for 85 years.
Wow.
I just had my birthday last week, and I'm ready for my 90th year, and I'm still going strong and loving it.
Well, I saw some video of you just dancing recently at not too long ago. You're still dancing on stage and still just as light on your feet as you were back then.
Well, don't tell anybody, okay? But when I talk with the drama club and the choir group over at the school, high school, in just a little while, I'll be tap dancing on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, again, we're with Margaret Carey. And, well, let's start at the beginning. The Little Rascal. She was a little rascal. Peggy Lynch, huh?
Peggy Lynch. And Eddie Cantor, in a movie that I played his daughter, decided I shouldn't be Peggy Lynch anymore, because when I got older, I wouldn't like to be called Peggy. And I said, yes, Mr. Cantor. And it got changed to Margaret Carey. So I've had so many names. It was amazing.
Wow. Unbelievable. And, you know, back then, you think about what the way it is today versus the way it was back then. I can't even imagine trying to do something like the Little Rascals back in the day.
Well, the interesting part to me is, looking back, you got a call. You went to the horrible sound stages that scared you half out of your wits because they're so huge. You know, you're only 4 years old. What do you know? And you don't know who these odd people are who are walking up and down looking at you. And it goes that way. Now, today, if you get a call and they said, Joe Blow is the director of this movie, you can go on the internet, find out what Joe Blow did and what he did last night, because it'll be on Facebook. But you had no idea who these people were, who you should talk to. It was a very, very different time. And it was a fun time. But one of the things I'm going to talk to the youngsters about today, excuse me, is the fact that you went to work, you had to go to school or be with a social worker for 3 hours out of the time that you were there, and you whispered the whole time. Can you imagine a little four-year-old whispering? It was very, very interesting, but fun. And I was in the first movie that I did was Midsummer Night's Dream, and I was a little fairy. So that's how I broke into the movies.
Wow. Again, unbelievable. We're talking to Margaret Carey today, and let's move into Tinkerbell now, because I've read a lot about this. This was basically a dark soundstage where they gave you a couple of props. I understand you had a big pair of scissors and a giant keyhole. And then you just acted out what Tinkerbell ended up doing in animation.
Well, when I went to work out and see whether I would be cast in the role, because I was cast in the role. And I went to see Mark Davis, and who is the man who designed Tinkerbell, and he directed me to be Tinkerbell. I did pantomime for him. There weren't too many people who could do pantomime. And he looked at me and he said, "Would it be convenient for you to come to work next week?" And there I was on Soundstage 1. That's how I met Walt Disney. He was working on the Animaniacs project over at the... He would come over and chat with us. Can you imagine chatting with Walt Disney?
Unbelievable.
Wow. So anyway, I would go out in front of this big camera, the whole crew, all lighting, and they would tell me what they wanted her to do in the scene, and I would imagine it. I would try something. They say, "We like that." They would film that. Then they would give the film to the animators, and so she would come out through the whole movie looking like me and doing the action.
And, you know, as you look back, we have a couple of the pictures here in the studio, which we're streaming on our Facebook page as well. But as you look back at how well they did with the animation, they were so spot on.
And it was just, they're amazing. They're geniuses. Mark Davis is one of the nine old men of Disney. He did Cruella de Vil. He built or designed Pirates of the Caribbean, The Haunted Mansion, and is such a gentleman. And we had a wonderful time giggling and laughing. But he, one time he said, "I want her to look grumpy here." I said, "How grumpy do you want, Mr. Davis?" That's how long ago it was you said Mr. And I said, he said, "Here." And in 20 seconds, he had drawn her face just the way he wanted. I thought, I'm working for a genius.
Unbelievable. Again, and you know, this is back, you look at animation today, it's so much different today, but you think back to when you did this, which was 1950, what year was it? 50?
Well, the movie came out in 53. It's 65 years old. I worked on it 67 and 66 years ago. I straddled those 2 years that were going for 9 months.
Wow.
And the interesting part about it is that they kept it a secret for a while, and it was the Peter Pan movie that they decided to give the information out that they were using human models. And I got in on that.
Awesome.
I tell you, it's just been serendipitous all the way along.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, we're talking to Margaret Carey, legendary film and television actress, and just extraordinaire, a tremendous lady, just recently celebrated birthday number 89. She's with us live in the studio today. I will remember you forever as... Helen Scobie.
Scobie.
Mm-hmm. I knew I'd mess that up because I have actually watched that episode probably 375 times.
And my husband Lester. Yes. Yes, my husband Lester and I were going to get kicked out of our house, and that mean old Ben Weaver was going to do it, and good old Sheriff Andy, as they called, fixes it all up and shows Ben Weaver what a mean old man he is, and we just come out smelling like a rose.
I love that show, and as Dave and I were talking earlier this morning, you can't flip through the channels without stopping on an episode of Andy Griffith, and you were honored to be in that one as the Scobie episode.
Helen Scobie.
And you were in another episode, I understand.
Oh, I was in one of the favorites. See how wonderful it is? I get Tinkerbell, I get our gang, I get all the favorites. It's just marvelous. It was the Christmas show.
Of course.
And I get put in jail because I knew that my husband was moonshining. And there I am behind bars, and they bring Christmas to the jail. And then old Ben Weaver, who made sure that my husband had to be in the jail on Christmas Eve, he wants to join us. And he does all kinds of things to get arrested. Wow. And then he comes, and it's a beautiful show. It really, really is. You know, I give talks every once in a while, and I love it, on an episode of the Andy Griffith to Christians, because there's so many Christian messages on the Andy Griffith Show. I think all over people use it to say, what is the Christian message? And why do you think it's been on the air for 60 years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And talk about working with some of that cast. We can start with Andy and Don Knotts. Did you get a chance to, I know they're legendary actors in the field. Did you get a chance to interact with them very much during the taping of those shows?
Well, you know that they had to turn out a show a week. You have no idea how hard that is. You have no idea. You know, when I did The Lone Ranger, we had all the sets, interior and exterior, in one soundstage because they had to move the camera from one place to the other. Almost the same with this show. And Andy Griffith was just a sweetheart. It was an inclusive set. And what that means is you could go to do a show where they have a core group, a core family, and you are excluded. Not unkindly, but you just are not gathered in with the rest, and you stand and wait for your cue to go and do whatever. The Andy Griffith Show was inclusive. You immediately walked in, and you were part of the family, which was lovely. Don Knotts was a kick in the head, and the laughter that went on there was just amazing. It was... one of the Aunt B was a very interesting situation. She was arguing for about a half an hour before she was ready to shoot the little scene because she wants the curls on her hair, on her head, to be on the left side instead of the right side. And she moved it. She had the hairdresser move it three times. And of course, you know, she cared. She really wanted to look her best. It was... And, of course, Sam Edwards, who played my husband, you saw him on all the TV shows. He was, he did this wonderful thing that happened. I run, this is the Christmas show. I'm to run in and see, bringing the kids with me. The squad car has picked us up, and we're going to be in jail. And I run over and give my husband a big hug. Well, that was sort of my idea. And... So when we did the rehearsal, the director said, Sam, I like that. Give the hug. Keep it in. Sam Edwards said, no. It was Margaret's idea. Now, that is give and take with actors because he could have taken the credit for it. But no, he wanted me to have the credit. That's the kind of set it was.
Wow. I can only imagine. Unbelievable. Again, we're talking to Margaret Carey, a legendary film actress that is just a list of accolades that unbelievable. I mean, it spans, I don't know how many pages. She's done it all in Hollywood and still going strong today. Margaret, you're still doing talks like you're doing here on your Indiana tour right now. You talk to anyone. I mean, you talk to high school age. You talk to...
I give fun lectures and do voiceovers and all of those different things. One of the things that I want to mention that I'm told, maybe I could be wrong, that if you go on YouTube and look for me, you will find the big dance number, tap dance number I did in the Eddie Cantor movie, If You Knew Susie. Am I right?
You're right.
I'm right. Okay. I've never been on YouTube. I don't know what it's like. So... and you know what's going to happen to me now, here, in Vincennes and Washington and all, at the Legends Village? Did you know about
yes,
it?
Yes, I do.
On Wednesday? I'm going to get a star on their Walk of Fame, their Hollywood Walk of Fame. I'm so excited. I have one on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next to the El Capitan Movie House and Minnie and Mickey's Soda Shop. And there's a star on the Walk of Fame right there. And I'm getting another one. You don't know how excited I am for Tinkerbell. Because think of all of the characters that you know of Disney, that we know of them. But Tinkerbell is recognized in Outer Mongolia. Can you imagine? You are talking to an icon here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%. I said I've never had this opportunity. And again, thanks to Tom Gillingham, he's kind of the local coordinator of this, and we really appreciate his efforts to get you to the studio today, because it is quite an honor. I tell you, I've interviewed several over the years, but never anyone of your stature, for
aren't
sure.
Aren't you nice? And are you coming on Wednesday afternoon at 5:30?
I sure hope to.
And I don't know what they're going to do. They've promised this, that, and the other, and they've surprised me with lots of lovely things so far. So we invite everybody, I think.
Absolutely.
It's open to everybody.
Absolutely.
And do people know where the Legends Village is?
The Legends Village is on Troy Road in Washington. And again, follow the traffic, because I think you're going to be a huge draw. This happens at 5:30 on Wednesday this week. And you will really like it when you get out there, because they have the whole decoration out there is all about Hollywood. So you'll see all of the greats that are honored out
there. We're staying there right now, and we're in the Cary Grant Hall. And he's the one actor in the whole group. Excuse me. He's the one actor in the whole group that I haven't worked with. So it's a delight to see. They've got these beautiful pictures up. But I can hardly wait for the star.
And, you know, we've got just a few minutes left. I could talk to you all day, though. I mean, there's story after story after story. But thinking back, I got a couple of questions. First, is there one, you mentioned a lot about Tinkerbell. Is that probably the one thing that stands out most in your career? Or is there any other thing that you've done over the years that really stands out to you?
It's just one after another. Tinkerbell, of course, is the one that people want to talk to. And I love it when little kids walk up to me and say, "My mommy says that you're Tinkerbell, and you're too tall to be Tinkerbell." And then I try to explain it to them. I guess my voiceover work that I did over 600 cartoons, working with the new Three Stooges, working with Charlie Weaver, and I did Clutch Cargo. I played, "Gee, Clutch, what do we do now?" I was the kid, Paddlefoot. I have 21 different dialects, and I speak about 48 different voices. And I guess I love voiceover because, and you may or may not know this, I not only did Tinkerbell in Peter Pan, I was also the red-headed mermaid in the Lagoon sequence, and I got to say her lines. "Oh, Peter, we're so happy to see you." And the other one, "We just wanted to drown her." And I thought, voiceover acting. You don't have to put on makeup. You don't have to fix your hair. You don't have to learn a script. You just show up. And so June Foray, you remember June for all the voices of Rocky and Bullwinkle. And so June Foray, that day, she was one of the models for the dark-haired mermaid. We looked at each other and said, "Let's do voiceover." And I've loved that ever since.
Over 600, as you said, and 21 different...
21 different dialects.
Dialects.
Yes, yes, yes. And of course, I found my family after 50 years. It's all in my book. I have a wonderful book that I spent 85 years putting together. It's called Tinkerbell Talks, Tales of a Pixie-Dusted Life. They can get it on my website, which is tinkerbelltalks.com. And in it, you see, I was adopted. Always thought I was Irish, didn't know. 54 years later, I find my family, and you know what? I am Irish. I am. And I got a little bit of Scots in me, too, you know. So I love that kind of thing. And I loved working on radio for 12 years. It was a highlight.
Well, we always said, Dave and I always say, we've got the faces for radio. So that's how we got into it, you know. You know, when you work at radio, it's hard to get out of it. That's for sure. It's just
I never get out of it. Quick story. I have my son is here with us, and he's a comedy writer. And they called me at KKLA and said, "We want you to do a half-hour interview show on the air." And I said, "Great." And then I turned to Eric and I said, But what do I call it?" And Eric took 8 seconds and he said, "Why don't you call it Ministry Loves Company?" So that I was on the air with that. And oh, how I enjoyed that.
Well, again, the legendary Margaret Cary, our guest. Let's give you a rundown of your itinerary. Where are you going to be? She's leaving here, heading to Washington High School to talk to the drama club and the choir. They're in for a treat. Tomorrow, she'll make a stop at the George Rogers Clark National Historic Park on the Vincennes Tour at 8 a.m.
And I'm in for a treat.
And that is a beautiful place. And the Red Skelton Museum of American Comedy.
Yes.
That is an awesome place. At 9:30, she'll be there talking to Vincent's Rotary Club at noon. And then 5:30 at the Legends Village here in Washington on Wednesday, Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And that, please come. I'd love to tell you some secrets about Tinkerbell. Why is she named Tinker? I'll tell you. Yes, and I will tell you why James M. Barry wrote the book after he wrote the play. There's lots of wonderful secrets I'd love to share with you. We can do that Wednesday at 5:30, right?
At the Legends Village. Yes, be there. You don't want to miss it. Refreshments will be served. It says they have prizes to give away.
And there's some prizes. I can hardly wait to see what those are.
Absolutely.
I hope you all are coming.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, again, a highlight of my career, no doubt about it. Margaret Carey, such a fine lady and such a tremendous actress. Just a legend, an icon, as you said. And it's so great to have you in the studio with us today. I know we got to keep you on schedule, but thanks again for your time and sharing all your
pleasure,
stories this
my
morning.
My pleasure. I feel at home here. Thanks so much.
Well, we are certainly glad to have
and
you.
And I just want to say, I send out to everybody faith and trust and a whole bunch of pixie dust. I'll see you real soon.
All right, Margaret. Thank you so much. Again, Margaret Carey, our guest here on Memories 107.9 and WAMWAMFM.com. Again, be sure to visit with her at the Legends Village. Special ceremony at 5:30 Wednesday afternoon on Troy Road in Washington.